less of you. The Gemara proceeds with several incidents involving Rebbe Noah. Rebbe Noah have a kometzayin ma'arta. Rebbe Noah would go into burial caves, take their measurements, and mark them from the outside, as the Rashbam explains, kedei lahakir mokam ha'tumah v'lo yavoru taharis derech kan, so that people would know the exact area of tumah and avoid passing there with taharis. When he arrived to the Mi'aras HaMachpelah, Ashkechei L'Eliezer Eved Avram, the Koi Kamei Bava. He met Eliezer, the servant of Avram, at the entrance of the first chamber where the Avis and the Mohis are buried. Amalei Zil Emalei Bano Koi Abava. Rabbi Noah requested that Eliezer ask Avram Avinu for permission for him to enter. And Avram responded, Leil, he can enter. Kimata L'Ma'arta D'Adam HaRishon, when Rabbi Noah attempted to enter the chamber of Adam Chava, Abaskal announced, Nistakalta B'dmus D'yukni, B'dyukni Atzma Altestakal. You are only permitted to look at Yaakov Avinu, whose radiance resembles Adam HaRishon, but you are forbidden to look at Adam HaRishon, whose radiance resembles Hashem, as the Pasuk states, B'tzelem Elikim Bara Oisei. Rabbi Noah related, Nistakalti B'shnei Akevav V'daimim L'shnei Galgali Chama. I looked at the two heels of Adam HaRishon, and their radiance was as bright as two suns. There was an incident of a dying person who divided his assets as follows. Chavita de'afra l'chad b'roi, a barrel of earth to one son. Chavita de'garmi l'chad b'roi, a barrel of bones to one son. Chavita de'udru l'chad b'roi, a barrel of material to the third son. Rabbi Noah interpreted his words as follows. Afra refers to his fields. Garmi refers to his livestock. Udru refers to his clothing. As the Rashbam adds, Derech Chachma Amar Shlei Vin HaKol Shu Asher. This person concealed his true intentions so that people should not realize that he's wealthy. There was an incident of a person who heard his wife admit to her daughter, Hach Itza Asara Boni Isla V'lesli Me'avuch Elechad. Of all her 10 sons, only one was a son of her husband. Kishachev Amalahu Kol Nechzai L'chad Bera. Before the husband passed away, he stated, I leave all my assets to one son. Rabbi Noah instructed the children as follows. Zilu chavutu kivur da'avuchain, adekoyu megalil chula haimineichu shavka. Go and bang on your father's grave until he reveals which son he meant. And Rashbam explains, l'nasoysim niskaven, sha'oysim shein mamzeirim hein azei ponim v'yelchu lachvot. He meant to test them, because only the illegitimate children would have the audacity to bang on his grave. Azukulu hahu debrei havaloy azul. All the other sons went, while the legitimate son did not go. Amar lehu kulu nichse dehai. Rabbi Noah ruled that all the assets belong only to him, because zehat senuah shebechem umistarbe de lezeav biyaser. He is the most pious of them all, and the father certainly loved him the most. The other sons went and reported Rabbi Noah to the government that he confiscates money from people without any proof. Upon which asiu chavshu, Rabbi Noah was arrested and imprisoned. Rabbi Noah's wife went to the government with the following claim: Avda chad havali. I had one servant. They cut off his head, skinned him, and ate his flesh. They filled his skin with water and served it to others. And above all, they did not pay me anything. The officials cannot interpret her words and said, let's bring a Jewish scholar and let him explain. They brought Rabbi Noah and he told them, Zarnuka amruluchu. She referred to a leather flask. She meant to say that they stole her goat, slaughtered it, and ate its meat. Uposhku l'mashche bekomolu b'maya, and from its hide, fashioned a flask and filled it with water. When the government saw Rabbi Noah's wisdom, they said, Hoyl v'chakim kulehai, leisav abava v'nidin dina. Since he's so clever, he shall be appointed as a judge to decide all cases. We proceed with the Mishnah, which returns to the issue of chazaka. But first, let's explain. Maschila is a long gutter built alongside the edge of the roof to collect the rain that drips off the roof. And Marzev is a short gutter built at one end of the Maschila to direct the flowing water away from the walls. Zok the Mishnah. A Marzev ein l'chazaka, v'yesh l'mekayim chazaka. If a person had a Maschila alongside his roof with a Marzev attached to the end of it over the airspace of his neighbor's yard, even if the Marzev was there for 3 years, there is no chazaka that he bought the rights from the Baal HaChatzar to keep his marzav there, because as the Rashbam explains, lav milsa dekfiyusahu v'lo hayulei lemches. A marzav is movable and temporary, and the person would allow such usage even without permission. Therefore, the Baal HaChatzar did not need to object. However, there is a chazaka for the place of the marzav that he bought its rights from the Baal HaChatzar, as the Gemara will explain. The Mishnah continues, Hamaschila yesh lechazaka. If a person attached a maschila alongside his roof over the airspace of his neighbor's yard and was there for 3 years, there is a chazaka for the maschila because milsa dikviyusahu b'hoyla limchis. A maschila is fixed and permanent, and the person would not allow such usage without permission. Therefore, the bala chatzar should have objected. The Gemara offers three explanations for the distinction between hamars of ein lechazaka and the yesh lemekayim chazaka. Rabbi Yehuda Mashmul says, Hamaraz of Ein Lechazaka Miruch Achas, V'yesh L'mekayim Chazaka Mishtei Ruchis. There is no Chazaka for Hamaraz of on one specific side of the Maschila, in that, in Tzarech Balachatz L'shtah Misham, Tzarech Zelakar Marzuv V'mekan, V'lanich B'reish HaShenish El Maschila. If the Balachatz needs to use the area of the Marzuv, he can compel the Balagag to move his Marzuv to the other side of the Maschila, because Ein Balagag Mafsid B'kach Klum. It makes no difference to the Balagag on which side the Marzuv is placed. However, v'yesh l'mekayim chazaka m'shtei ruches, there is a chazaka for marzim on both sides of the maschila, in that ein balachatzer yochel akra legamri min achatzer. The balachatzer cannot compel the balagag to completely remove his marzim from both sides of the maschila, because kesha asa ze marzim b'tchila l'shem kevius asoi, the stam bayis yefsha b'li marzim. When the balagag initially put his marzim over the chatzar, it was meant to be there permanently because every house requires a marzim to protect its walls. And if this was not the case, ha'ilei limchis, the balachatzar should have objected. Rabbi Chanina says, ha'marzim ein lechazaka, shem hoy aruch mikatzroi. There is no chazaka for the size of the marzim, and that the balachatzar can compel the balagag to shorten his marzim to the minimum size necessary. However, there is a chazaka for the place of the marzib, and that the balachatzer cannot compel the balagag to remove his marzib, even not to the other side, because the balagag assumingly did have permission to affix his marzib on this side. Rav Yemi bar Abba says, "Hamarzib ein lechazaka shem reitza libnois tachtav baina." There is no chazaka for the airspace beneath the marzib, and that the balachatzer may build anything up till the height of the marzib, because loy nosen loy karka shalei shetachas amarziv, the balachatzer certainly did not give away his property beneath the marziv. However, v'yesh l'mekayim chazaka shem bo lo ikre in ikre. There is a chazaka for the place of the marziv, and that the balachatzer cannot compel the balagag to remove his marziv, even not to the other side. The Gemara adds, tzinur hamakaleich mayim l'chatzer chaveiroi, uvo balagag l'saismai. If the owner of the marzav later wants to turn the marzav away and stop the water from dripping into his neighbor's property, balachatzer ma'akev lav. The neighbor can stop him from doing so because he can claim, ki heche da'ad konis lachatzer didi l'mishta b'maya, l'didi namikonit li'maya de'igrach. I have a chazaka and I have acquired the rights to the water.